إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أيها المسلمون, we have entered into the month of Al-Muharram, شهر الله Al-Muharram, which is the first month from the Islamic calendar, the month of Allah, Al-Muharram. And it's from those sacred months that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about in His book, فَلَا تَظْرِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So therefore you must not oppress your own souls in them. Meaning in these sacred months. So just as the righteous and good deeds are more virtuous and have a greater reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sacred times and sacred places, likewise the sins and actions of disobedience, they are more severe. They are more severe and more dangerous. And the prohibition is more stern in the sacred times and sacred places. So a believer must be aware of his environment and the places that he's at and the days that he is in, because indeed sin, it becomes more severe in those sacred days and in those sacred times, just as the righteous and good deeds, they are heavier and more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those sacred days and in those sacred times. It has been collected by Al-Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. The most virtuous fast after the fast of Ramadan is the fast of the month of Allah al-Muharram. So therefore from the sacred rites that are legislated in this month is that it's encouraged to increase in fasting, the non-obligatory fast. The non-obligatory fast as much as one is able. Fasting one day or 2 days or 3 days, several days in a row, or one day and then breaking the fast, whatever is easy, one day from the week or the entire week, whatever is easy for a believer to fast in the month of Muharram. It is legislated and encouraged in a good way and from the great means to achieve the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be upright upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fasting in this month is legislated. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the most virtuous fast after the obligatory fast of Ramadan is the fast that is performed in the month of Allah al-Muharram. And Allah knows best the wisdom behind the legislation of fasting in this month, just as the month of al-Muharram is the only month from the rest of the months that is ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is said, shahrullahi al-Muharram, the month of Allah, al-Muharram. Likewise, from the righteous and good deeds, the only deed that is ascribed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fasting. Is the fasting, the siyam. And it has been collected by Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu, wa huwa hadithun qudsi, that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he narrated on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he says, kullu 'amal ibn adam lahu illa siyam fa innahu li wa ana ajzi bi, that all of the deeds of the son of Adam are for him except for the fasting, except for siyam, indeed is for me and I will recompense for that. So the fast, as siyam, is a secret between a person and his Lord, and no one truly knows who is fasting truly and sincerely except for the one who is performing that deed and the Lord of the world subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in any case, this is a great virtue, that the month of Al-Muharram is ascribed to Allah, indicating its virtue and honor. And likewise, the fast is ascribed to Allah, indicating its virtue and its honor. So therefore, in the month of Allah, it is prescribed and legislated and encouraged to increase in that fast. Fasting as much as one can in these days, the days of Al-Muharram, Shahrullahi Al-Muharram. Likewise, in this month, the month of Allah, Al-Muharram, is the day of Ashura, is Yawm Ashura, which is Al-Yawm Al-Ashir min Shahrillahi Al-Muharram. Al-Yawm Al-Ashir min Shahrillahi Al-Muharram, which is the 10th day from the month of Allah, Al-Muharram. And on this day, the 10th day of Al-Muharram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He granted victory to Musa alayhi salam and his people, and saved him and his people from Fir'aun and his forces, and granted them a mighty victory and saving them in an amazing way. Saving them in a way that was miraculous as a sign of prophethood of Musa alayhi salam, a great favor and virtue for him and his nation. Allah, He saved him in that amazing way on this day, the day of Ashura, which is the 10th of Al-Muharram. So therefore, Musa alayhi salam, he used to fast that day out of gratitude and showing thanks to Allah. And likewise, after him, the Jews, they used to fast that day, showing thanks to Allah. And as well, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would fast that day. And he encouraged the believers as well to fast that day, showing thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Abi Qatadah. From the hadith of Abi Qatadah radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَصِيَامُ يَوْمِ عَشُورًا أَحْتَسِبُ عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُكَفِّرَ السَّنَةَ الَّتِي قَبْلَهُ. And the fast of the day of Ashura, I hope from Allah that it will be a means to expiate the sins, that it will be a means to expiate the sins of the year before it. So this is a great opportunity, the season of goodness, an opportunity to draw near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and remains. A great opportunity, fasting one day, and it's hoped that the sins of the previous year will be forgiven. Fasting the day of Ashura for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, holding fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, is a means for the sins of the previous year to be forgiven. A believer, he will not take this lightly, rather he will strive to fast on that day. And he will likewise encourage his family, those who are able to fast on that day, even those who are young, and it's not upon them to fast, even if it was obligatory, they will be encouraged. They will be encouraged to fast that day, cultivating them upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although they will not be burdened, although they will not be burdened and forced to fast if it's too heavy for them or too hard, but they will know about this virtue, and they'll know about this day, and they'll know about this sunnah, and they'll know about this way, the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they'll be cultivated upon that, hoping that the love of Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be planted in their heart and will grow, and they will grow up to be good and righteous believers. And like this, the companions of radiyallahu anhum, كانوا يسومون أبناءكم في يوم عاشوراء, that they would encourage their children to fast on the day of Ashura, and other than that. So this is a good way, the way of fasting on this day. Fasting, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to that, taking the suhoor and the likes and the rest of the legislation and laws that have come in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to fasting. With regards to fasting, in this year, the day of Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram, is in accordance with the 16th of July, which is coming on this coming Tuesday. So every believer, he should prepare to fast that day. Rather, along with that, he should prepare to fast the day before that as well. And it has been collected by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in the end of his life, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَى قَابِرٍ لَأُصُمَّنَّ التَّاسِعِ, that if I live until the next year, indeed I'm going to fast the ninth. meaning indeed I'm going to fast the 9th along with the 10th. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not live until the next year. So the people of knowledge have clarified that this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he had intended to do. He had intended to do, and he had determination to do that, and this is the sunnah and the good way. So the one who wants to fast the day of Ashura, it's recommended for him to fast the day before it as well. So one, he will fast the 9th and the 10th. So this year, one, he will fast on the coming Monday and the coming Tuesday. The day that he's looking for is on Tuesday, the day of Ashura. But following the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he will fast along with that day, the day before it, which is the day of the 9th. On this year, it's going to be the coming Monday. And it has been collected by Abdul Razak in his Musannif, rahimahullahu ta'ala, with his chain of narration to Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, that he mentioned, Sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashira, qariful yahud. That Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, he ordered his students and the people in his day that they should fast the 9th and the 10th in order to differ with the Jews. And many of the people of knowledge have mentioned the wisdom of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam intending to fast on the 9th and the 10th in the coming year is to be different from the Jews and to contradict their way and to not be in accordance with them, nor to resemble them in any manner or any way. So since they were fasting on the 10th, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam now had intended to fast on the 9th and the 10th, not to resemble them in any way, especially in their actions of worship. So this is something that is legislated in the religion and the foundation that is firm and established, that a believer, he will not resemble the disbelievers, and he will not resemble the people of the book, nor would he resemble the innovators and those who ascribe falsely actions and deed, statements and creed to the deen of al-Islam. He will differ from them, and he will be upon the way of the sunnah. And those who are sincere in that, and they hold faster that way, they will become strangers. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَى. Have glad tidings for those strangers, because the majority of the people, they disbelieve, and they do not believe in Allah in the last day. And even those who believe in Allah in the last day, and they believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many of them are deviant, and many of them are ignorant, and many of them, they follow desires and whims, and many of them, they follow customs and cultures that have no evidence nor basis in the deen of Allah. So those who learn the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with evidence and proof from the book of Allah and from the biography and life of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they become strangers amongst their family. They become strangers amongst the society. They become strangers even amongst the Muslims. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, طُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Glad tidings for the strangers. Those who are holding fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whenever much of mankind have deviated. So the point is that it's a legislation and a good way and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to differ from the people of the book. To differ from them in one's creed and belief first and foremost, in one's worship and his manners and conduct and that which is specific to them. And likewise to differ from the people of innovation by holding fast to the sunnah and putting the statements of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first and of utmost priority and importance and following the book and the sunnah according to the understanding of the sahaba and the best of this ummah from the tabi'een and the atba' tabi'een. Radiallahu anhum jami'an. In this manner, a believer, he will be upright and he will be tried as well, because he will be in contradiction with the majority of the people, and they will strive against him with their desires, but he must strive against him with guidance and beautiful teaching and call to the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and noble manners. So we differ with the Jews. We differ with the Christians. There are those people who have earned the anger of Allah and they are misguided, and we do not want to follow their way. And we do not want to resemble them in any aspect or any manner that's specific to them. Sumu at-tasi'a wal-ashir, harifu al-yahud. Fast on the 9th and on the 10th. Differ with the Jews. So therefore a believer, he will strive with regards to this legislative act to fast on the day before Ashura along with the day of Ashura, fasting on the 9th and on the 10th. And if he's not able to fast on the 9th and on the 10th, then he will fast on the 10th and on the 11th. And in this manner, likewise, the mukhalafa is established. And he opposing them and being different from them is established like this as well. Although the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had intended to fast the day before along with the day of Ashura. So this is the best way, to fast the 9th and then the 10th. And if not able, then one, he will fast the 10th and then the 11th. And if something happened and he was not able except to fast on the 10th, inshallah, it's lawful for him and he will have the reward of that. Likewise, even if a person, he wanted to fast several days before that and the 9th and the 10th, maybe he wants to fast a lot in this month, which is encouraged. He can fast the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. 11th and 12th, whatever is easy for him. Or he can fast the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th. Or he can fast the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, and 13th. Whatever is easy for him. Whatever is easy for him. So he would at least fast the 9th and the 10th. Or if he's not able to, the 10th and the 11th. And at bare minimum, he will fast the 10th. But it's legislated for him to fast all of them. And the days before that, the days after that, likewise. The days before that and the days after that, likewise. This is a month of fasting. And this is the legislation that is prescribed. And this is what was revealed with regards to the virtue of this month. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. With regards to the day of Ashura, there are individuals who ascribe to this ummah who have deviated with regards to this affair. They have deviated, going to extremes on the left and on the right, transgressing the boundaries and violating the limits. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. Some of them, they take this day as a day of celebration, a day of happiness and joy, like it's an Eid. And they prepare food and they prepare sweets and they gather with their family and their loved ones and they celebrate eating together and enjoying this day like it's a day of celebration, like it's a day of Eid. And this is an innovation in a foul and lowly way. And this is not something that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did, nor did he encourage, nor did his companions after him sallallahu alayhi wasallam wa radiyallahu anhum perform anything like that after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor any of the best generation, nor any of the well-known scholars and imams and people of knowledge and guidance from this ummah. This is a way of deviation and following desires. On the other hand, there are individuals who make it a day of mourning and grieving and a day of sadness, and they're grieving over the death, so they claim, about Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma, and they're liars and they have much deviation and they violate the legislation on this day and every other day, likewise in a major manner, calling on others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Hussein, Ya Hussein, this is shirk. Shirk, major shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do it on this day specifically. Even they write it on their banners and hang it up in their markets and in their streets, calling on Hussein on this day and in every other day, even in times of hardship and difficulty, whenever they're afraid for their life, they call on Hussein and they forget the Lord of Hussein. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was asked, أَيُّ ذَنْبٍ أَعْظَمُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. What is the greatest sin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, تَدُعُوا وَلِلَّهِ نِدًّا وَهُوَ خَلَقَكَ. That you set up a rival, you call on others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever He created you, whenever Allah created you. So the greatest violation and the most lowly and filthy action and deed that can be performed absolutely is to call on others besides Allah. To call on others besides Allah, hoping for relief and hoping for help and hoping for guidance and hoping for mercy and the likes like this. And this is what they do on that day, وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And even likewise, from the foolish and the lowly ways, on that day, some of them, what do? They slap their own faces and they beat their own heads and they lash their own backs. Only a fool would allow somebody else to beat him in the head or to slash him on the back. How about somebody who is ignorant enough to slap himself and to beat his own back and to shed his own blood? This is from the most lowly and foolish way, and the most disgusting and filthy way. And what is worse than that? And worse than that is that they claim that it's pleasing to Allah and from the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kadhabun. There are liars, and Islam is free from that. This is not from Islam whatsoever. No aspect of that is from Islam whatsoever. Rather, the one who calls on others besides Allah, he's not a Muslim in the first place. Never mind those people who are beating their backs and beating their faces. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is falsehood and evil and indecency and foulness. And it's a means to turn the people away from that Islam. Wallahi, if the people think that Islam, nobody will want to be a Muslim.
Who would want to be a Muslim if you have to beat your back and slash your face with a knife and a sword, or somebody else will come and do that to you in order to be a Muslim? What kind of religion is this? This is not the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallahi, hadha jahiliyyah. Da'wah jahiliyyah. This is the call of jahiliyyah and the ways of al-jahiliyyah. And it's been collected authentically on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that he mentioned, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَطَمَ الْخُدُودِ وَشَقَ الْجُيُوبِ وَدَعَى بِدَعْوَ الْجَهِلِيَّةِ. He's not from us. He's not from us. He's not upon our way. He's not upon our path. He's not following our guidance. The one who slaps his own face and tears his own clothing and calls with the calls of jahiliyyah. From the ways of jahiliyyah, whenever there's calamities and whenever there's a loss of a loved one in the life like this, or any hardship that will befall them, they will lose their patience and they will lose control, and they will start slapping their faces and beating themselves with their hands, wa'iyadhu billah. Or they'll start tearing off their garments and they'll start wailing and screaming and the likes like this, calling for wail and calling for destruction and saying this and saying that. And likewise, from the ways of jahiliyyah that's established, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clearly warned from an-niyaha. An-niyaha is to mourn and to wail over the deceased. And this is what they're doing on that day. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he freed himself from them in that way. Laysa minna. Laysa minna man yaf'alu dhalika. The one who does that, he's not from us. He's not following our way. It's not upon our guidance. Those people who are beating their faces with their hands, then how about if they're striking themselves with a sword or lashing themselves with a whip? What do you have to be left? Hamqa. Wallah, hamqa. This is the greatest stupidity and ignorance. And the worst part about it is they ascribe it to Al-Islam. They ascribe it to Al-Islam. No one would believe that. And whoever believes that is a fool and an idiot to believe that this is from the religion of Al-Islam, a religion that is pure, a religion that calls to goodness, a religion that calls to justice, a religion that is upright, a religion that is straight, a religion that has a law and legislation that brings nothing but happiness and joy to its followers, will call someone to beat themselves in the head with a knife. Will call someone to lash themselves in the back with a whip. This is not even thought of, alhamdulillah. So those people with sound minds, they see clearly this is not from Islam. So we will not be deceived by false claims that they love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or that they love the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had they loved the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because true love is actualized and clarified. And that which is a testimony to the truthfulness of that is that one, he will comply and obey. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if they love Allah, then follow me. And then Allah will love them. In order to truly love Allah and the Messenger of Allah, and to obtain the love of Allah, we must follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that striking your face and tearing your clothing and calling the calls of jahiliyyah, the calls of jahiliyyah, calling on others besides Allah, the calls of jahiliyyah, waiting and grieving and mourning out loud and screaming at the time of death over the deceased and the dead one. This is from the ways that are contrary to Al-Islam. This is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has taught us. So therefore, the claim is easy to love Allah Azza wa Jal. But that which verifies that is that a person, he will hold fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this requires knowledge. This requires light. This requires effort. This requires sincerity. This requires honesty and diligence and faith. And this requires time and dedication, that a person, he will learn the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will learn the way of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will learn that which is lawful and that which is unlawful. He will learn that which is pleasing to Allah and that which is not pleasing to Allah, so he can see upon insight. And then those people who make false claims, and there are many, claiming and ascribing things to Al-Islam, he will be able to identify them easily. He'll be like, this is not from Islam. Striking your face and your head with a knife is not from Islam. Whipping your back is not from Islam. Screaming and wailing in the street is not from Islam. Calling on others besides Allah Azza wa Jalla is not from Islam. This is very clear, alhamdulillah. So on the day of Ashura, we fast. We fast, and we fast the day before that likewise. And we do not party and celebrate and eat and gather with our loved ones like it's an Eid. And nor do we mourn, and nor do we wail, and nor do we scream. And especially, we do not call on anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He is the creator. Allah, He is the provider. Allah, He alone is the sustainer. Allah, He alone has authority and command. Everything is under the will of Allah and the power, authority, and command of Allah. He is the one who's worthy of worship alone. with no partners. La ilaha illa huwa subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore we must dedicate the worship to Allah alone and follow the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we will have goodness in this way and turn away from the fools and the foolish way of the innovators and those who ascribe to Islam that which is free from by learning and having insight and having knowledge. By learning and having insight and having knowledge. Allahumma kfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.